I thought that the animals symbolizing the two American political parties, the jackass or the donkey, and the elephant, I thought they were symbolic in as much as an elephant never forgets. A jackass shows determination, but not always direction. We have to admit that we don't have many political cartoonists in the world today. As cartooning, drawing is just not what it used to be. But that's where the donkey and the jackass came from. But the political cartoonists gave us the elephant and the donkey. The elephant represents the Republican Party, and the donkey, the Democratic Party. What is less well known is how those animals came to be adopted as symbols for the two biggest political forces in the United States. The story begins many years ago during the presidential campaign of Andrew Jackson, a Democrat. Jackson, a brash, combative populist, whose campaign slogan was, "Let the people rule." He pledged to tear down the elites who he claimed were corrupting American democracy, but Republican opponents saw him as a jackass, which more or less at that time had the same meaning that it does nowadays. Jackson, though, was actually pretty fond of the nickname and used it during the campaign to cement his reputation for determination. One of the first images to play on that nickname is a cartoon from 1833. It satirizes Jackson's attempts to get the Bank of the United States to redistribute funds to branch banks in various states. In the image, the president is depicted as an ass who causes chaos by galloping into a group of chicks. No, not lady chicks, chicken chicks, representing the U.S. financial system. Jackson was a staunch opponent of the institution that would later become the Treasury, the department thereof, which he thought was corrupt at that time. It was German-born cartoonist Thomas Nast, a Republican, who really popularized the two symbols. The GOP elephant made its first appearance in an 1874 cartoon, The Third Term Panic, which was published in Harper's Weekly, a magazine, you know. The cartoon depicts a donkey dressed in lion's clothing scaring a group of animals around it. An elephant represents the mighty Republican vote stumbling into a pit. The article claimed Grant was attempting to illegally seize more power like the Roman Emperor Julius Caesar by apparently gearing up to campaign for an unprecedented third term. And I just read to you bits and pieces of what Kat Eschner, a journalist, wrote way back in 2017 for the Smithsonian Magazine. Party conventions take place once every 4 years, And we would assume it's about nothing more than coming up with a presidential candidate. And I had assumed that you wouldn't just say, hey, let's just give it to the guy that got the most votes. I thought there would be some haggling over what the guy would fight for politically, what the platform would be. But in the case of the Republicans this time around, they said, whatever we stood for in 2016 when Donald Trump became president, we'll just stick to that platform. Just continue with that. As the sitting president, Donald Trump became the de facto nominee of the Republicans. But there were how many Republicans speaking in favor of the Democratic nominee Joe Biden at the Democratic convention last week? How many? Did you count them? I am Patrick Boggs. I love to call myself Rocky's dad, Rocky's daddy, Rocky's father. We are in Shizuoka, Japan. Shizuoka, the prefecture, has very few, I mean very few, cases of coronavirus. Many more are reported in the bigger cities like Tokyo and Osaka. Tokyo reported 95 new cases on Monday, and many of them were people in their 20s and 30s. Japanese Health Minister Kato Katsunobu said, looking at the number of new infections, weekly figures have been declining slightly over the past 2 weeks. Any decline in any cases in the pandemic is welcome. It is a pandemic, isn't it? Aren't the people in all the world hoping that the people of all the world will be able to survive? I want to defend myself. Some people have interviews for podcasts. Some people pontificate and say editorial, opinionated kind of things. And sometimes I just read the news. This is from Reuters News Service, written by Tracy Rusinski. Delta Airlines is set to furlough 1,941 pilots in the month of October, coming soon. The carrier said in a memo seen by Reuters News Service, noting the fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic and plunging air travel demand. U.S. airlines, considered altogether, have already warned they will need to furlough tens of thousands of workers once $25 billion in U.S. government stimulus funds run out in September. The aid, which covered employees' pay, was meant to help them weather the pandemic and preserve jobs until recovery, but travel remains depressed. We are simply overstaffed, and we are faced with an incredibly difficult decision, Delta's head of flight operations, John Lafter, said in a memo to employees. Poor man has an unfortunate name. That is actually his name, Lafter. We are 6 months into this pandemic and only 25% of our resources have been recovered. Unfortunately, we see few catalysts over the next 6 months to meaningfully change this trajectory. The piece written by Tracy for Reuters, says the Atlanta-based airline Delta. And I am originally from the great state of Georgia, the city of Atlanta. Delta, one of the largest U.S. airlines, had originally estimated a surplus of 2,558 pilots, but reduced the final number of involuntary furloughs following take-up for early retirement and voluntary departure programs. Based on network projections, Laughter said Delta would need some 9,450 active pilots for the summer of 2021, and that summer's schedule, which the carrier expects will be the peak flying period for the next 12 to 18 months. But there were roughly 11,200 active pilots still on Delta's roster after voluntary early departure programs. Airlines and unions have been lobbying Washington to extend another $25 billion in aid to protect jobs through March under a broader expansion of coronavirus stimulus funds. But talks are at a standstill. If talks on keeping such an important business alive, so that I can get on a plane and get back to the USA someday, if those kinds of talks are at a standstill, are we blaming the elephant people or the donkey people? If the USA gets rolling again, would you give credit to the donkey people or the elephant people? There were more elephants than donkeys in the circus, but then the circus went out of the animal business. And then the circus went out of business. There might be a circus somewhere in the world, but as long as there is no Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus and that tent has folded, the closest we come to a circus is the political conventions. But they're not pulling the crowds. They can't because of the pandemic. I want to thank you for listening to this rock of mockery. We call it Mockery Rocks. We make mockery of the elephants and the donkeys. And you can too. One last point right off the top of my head. I believe I might have covered this on Mockery Rocks some time ago. Abraham Lincoln is claimed by the Republicans, but he actually became president in his second term, not as a Republican. However, I don't really remember the name of the party he ran under. It had no donkey, it had no elephant, it had no animal. It was just a name so that a Southerner could be on the ticket with Abraham Lincoln, Andrew Johnson. A Southerner who was impeached. Three presidents impeached. Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump. Thank you so much for listening to This Rock of Mockery.